This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Lawyers representing accused Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood shooter Robert Deere have filed an appeal of a judge's ruling. The ruling allows Deere to be forcibly medicated in order to stand trial. Deere's counsel filed an emergency motion to block the order, arguing Deere would be irreparably harmed as a result of the forced medication. He's accused of killing three people and injuring eight others in the 2015 clinic attack. A campaign finance complaint against Governor Jared Polis may be dismissed. CPR's Megan Verlee reports investigators have concluded a letter sent by his office did not qualify as illegal election material.
The complaint stems from a letter signed by Polis that went to everyone receiving a tax refund over the summer. State Republicans argued that because the letter described the refunds using the nickname the Colorado Cashback, instead of explaining where the money came from, it was a ploy to win voters' support. But investigators determined his campaign had no role in creating or popularizing the nickname and recommended the complaint be dismissed. The Deputy Secretary of State has 35 days to decide on that motion. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The nominee to run the U.S. Space Force says he will continue to protect against the increasing space capabilities of adversaries like China and Russia. If confirmed by the Senate, Lieutenant General B. Chance Saltzman would replace General J. Raymond, who's retiring. Saltzman currently oversees the Space Force's cyber and nuclear efforts. The military branch is currently headquartered in Colorado. A spokesperson for the Space Force says a date for Saltzman's confirmation vote has not yet been set. Right now in Denver, it's 52 degrees with light drizzle. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.